soldiers for the battle. We need more workers in the vineyard. Would you be determined to take an active part in reaching the world for Jesus Christ? Guess what? It starts now. It starts right here at Sharon Baptist Church. Over 7 years ago, I asked this church to commit to adding a new staff position here at Sharon Baptist Church. And that staff position was a community outreach pastor. And he'd be committed to outreach and evangelism, discipleship and missions. And thank God, Pastor James and his wonderful wife has done that. But guess what? He can't do it on his own. I can't do it on my own. Him and I together with our families can't do it on by ourselves. If we had the deacons and the Sunday school teachers, guess what? We can't do it on our own. It's going to take a combined and a renewed effort from both the pulpit and both the pew to make that a reality. And I wonder if you'll come and join with us in this great task that God has called us to do. Here in this, the Lord will not draft you to do this. He wants you and desires for you to volunteer because of what he has done for you. Will you come and join us in this task? Pastor James has asked for some help in following up on the visits from Trunk or Treat. So far, only 4 families are willing to do that. And one of them's mine and one of them's his. That leaves 2 families out here. Listen, that ought not to be so. Listen, you might not be the most expert soul winner in the world, but you can tell people what Jesus Christ has done for your life. And I begin to think, well, why is that? Why have we left the main thing for other things that aren't really the main thing? And maybe it's because our church has allowed lockdowns and COVID and every other excuse that can come to our mind. I'm not a good talker. I can't think on my feet. I don't know what to say. Or any other lame excuse that we can come up with from ministering to one another and those out there. You see, we stop ministering to one another and it really shows us our lack of love for those that are outside the church. To the point, you might even say this, that Sharon Baptist Church, no pun intended, has lost its loving feeling toward one another. And as a result, we lost it to the lost. I don't know about you. I don't want to be that way. So I'm reminded of the words of Christ in John chapter 13 and verse 34. He says, "The new commandment I give to you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye may also love one another." Again, the whole idea behind this message is it starts here. It starts inside these 4 walls of this church, and then it moves out. You can't love the lost if you don't love those that are in here. And again, maybe it's the society and the day that we live in, we're hurrying to do this, we're hurrying to do that. I don't understand it. We're a family here. We're a family here. You understand this family that's bought by the shed blood of Jesus Christ is more important than family of relatives that you may or may not have around here? This family is more important. And I think Jesus plainly teaches that in the gospel. Well, here's the truth. We'll never be what we are to be out there in the world until it begins to be here inside this local New Testament church. Then as we begin to be what we need to be inside, and then we begin to understand this, that all men might know that we are his disciples if we have love one for another. Perhaps you're here this morning, you never trusted in Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. The invitation to you this morning is for you to come and be saved. Thank God, 7 people at the funeral, 7 ladies raised their hand and said, "Pastor Carroll, I prayed that prayer. I trusted in Christ as my own personal Savior." The invitation is for you to be saved. The invitation is for you to come to know Christ as his Savior. And there are those who would love to take the Bible and show you how that you can become a born-again child of God. And you can have eternal life in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. And for those Christians who are saved and have never followed Jesus in believer's baptism, you need to come today and request water baptism. On November the 20th, we're going to be holding a Thanksgiving revival. And after that morning service, we're going to have a baptism, believer's baptism. So we encourage you to do that. If you're not a member of this local New Testament church and believe that God is leading you in this direction to unite with this local New Testament church because you want to get in the battle, you realize we need more soldiers. And there's some expectations that we have with you uniting with our church. And you like to speak with me about that, I love to be able to speak to you about that. I guess we could sum it up and say this. Get involved in a work that's going to make a difference for all eternity. You know, all that we do out there and all that we do around really is not going to make much of a difference in eternity. But what we do for the Lord Jesus Christ will make a difference for eternity. If you're a member of this local New Testament church here at Sharon Baptist Church, Paul tells Timothy, therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And as you begin to love each other, you'll have a renewed love for the lost. That is my plea. That is Christ's desire. That takes place in our hearts and lives today. Father, we thank you for this time. We can briefly look at this thought of needing more soldiers.